Like most of you, I have heard many disturbing statements during this year's political campaign. One is Make America Great Again. Another is Take Back Our Country. And in my humble opinion, our political system has become undermined by candidates who are running for office as non-politicians. For over a year now, we've heard tales of an American dystopian society where God-fearing citizens are overrun by hordes of crazed terrorist immigrants, where people of color live in abject poverty in communities rife with rampant, violent crime and awful schools, and an economic system rigged against working Americans. Candidates have been busy ramping up fears, mistrust, and a rejection of all semblance of a civil society, with an extra dash of blame on politicians. What about the facts about our nation at the present time? Lost in the noise. The reality is, our nation's economy has grown nearly 15% since President Obama took office in 2008. And overall, the economy is continuing to grow. The job market has turned around. Unemployment is well below historic norms. Overall employment is about 7% higher, and more than 10 million jobs have been added to the economy. The stock market has seen big gains, and corporate profits are up 152%. Our society has grown more just and more inclusive. Same-sex marriage is now legal nationwide. The gender wage gap has shrunk, although more work needs to be done, and opportunities for women have to be expanded and will be by legislation such as the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. The environment has become a top priority under President Obama. The use of wind and solar power has more than quadrupled over the last 8 years. Now, some have suffered from economic dislocation and stagnant wages. Much work needs to be done on these issues. In less than a week, Americans will choose new leaders to guide us for the next 4 years. What we need are experienced policymakers, not outsiders with zero political experience or understanding of our political process. Quite simply, we need deal makers. Yes, I said it. I believe we need a politician, a pursuit that Robert F. Kennedy once called an honorable profession. I believe we need a seasoned professional, a fighter, who can balance that fire with diplomacy. So many of America's landmark moments, the end of slavery, civil rights, and voting rights, were achieved by skilled politicians, yes, politicians, who accomplished these world-changing tasks. The success of leaders like Lincoln, the Roosevelts, Nelson Mandela, and in today's world, Angela Merkel, depended on their skills at working out policies to benefit society. It's not easy work. It doesn't please the extremists or narrow special interests, but it is the work that lies at the heart of those who seek this noble profession for the right reasons. As an astute voter, I recognize sloganeering like Make America Great Again or Take Back Our Country for what they are: frauds meant to obscure the progress our country has made and continues to make, and the hard work that we all must play a part in and support. In my opinion, this is no time for amateurs or demagogues. I will be voting my hopes, my dreams, and not my fears. Only then can we continue to move our nation and our world forward into a better future for all.